KNOM Profiles.
This Saturday at the Rec Center, we are having a celebration for Alaska Native and Native American Heritage Month. Katiluta.
That's Mariah Salafi. She's the Executive Vice President at the Bering Straits Foundation. She says the idea of a celebration like this came to her last year.
It was probably in October of last year. I knew Native American Heritage Month was coming up, and I was like, well, what's going on in Nome? You know, what's happening here in Nome? And I was looking at all these events that were happening in Anchorage, but there were no events for the community of Nome to celebrate Alaska Native Heritage Month.
So as an employee of the Bering Straits Foundation, she got to work this year and made sure that there was indeed a celebration in Nome for Alaska Native and Native American Heritage Month. And I think it's very fitting that Nome is celebrating this, or residents in Nome are celebrating this, because it's, you know, just the name itself, Katiluta. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right.
Katiluta, yeah.
Okay, it's it means all of us together, and Nome is such a unique community, Alaska Native community, because we have so many different types of Alaska Native. We're a very diverse community with Siberian Yupik, we have Yupik, we have Inupiaq. You know, tons of dialects in Inupiaq are spoken in Nome.
Yeah.
And to just come together as one community and celebrate Alaska Native or Native American Heritage Month is pretty unique.
Yeah, our Native community is really, really unique. We're very diverse. We're, like you were saying, we come from all over the Bering Strait region, and we represent just an amazing group of cultures. That's really what this event is about. It's just all of us coming together, you know, and that's what Katiluta means. It means all of us together, united, a united Native community. Hopefully that's what this event symbolizes.
And Salafi was talking about how Nome is a hub, and being a hub, there are people who come from communities all over the Norton Sound and the Bering Straits region.
Coming from different villages, coming from different places around Nome, our different groups may not always come together. You know, we come together in small groups and get, you know, we get together and we celebrate. You know, other than like the Kuwerik Regional Conference, you know, where we're getting together to work and to get some stuff done in our, you know, our region and our communities. I don't know that we necessarily have really come together just to celebrate being Native, to celebrate our cultures and to celebrate each other. Mm-hmm. I don't know that we've been able to do that in many ways.
But there will be celebrating this Saturday, and it all starts at 4 o'clock at the Nome Rec Center, and it all starts with a community walk.
Wear your utkuk, wear your parka, wear your regalia, dress warm. We're going to start at the Rec Center. We're going to walk down to 5th, 5th to Bering, Bering to Front, Front Street to Stedman, and then back up to the Rec Center.
Nice.
So it'll be a quick cold walk.
And that quick cold walk has a lot of meaning for the people who are organizing this event.
As Native people in the community of Nome, we make up a significant part of the population, a little bit more than half. And I think in some ways we are underrepresented in different areas of the community. So what the walk is supposed to symbolize is a united Native communities.
And after the walk, the celebration continues. At about 5 o'clock at the Nome Rec Center, the potluck will begin.
And we're going to have reindeer soup, baked halibut, baked salmon, Eskimo salad, and we're asking that everybody brings a dish to share. We're going to have games. We're going to have performances by the Inupiaq Choir, the High School Cultural Dance Group, and the King Island Drummers and Dancers. So we've got a lot going on. We haven't really advertised for it on the flyers, but we are having door prizes for elders. So we have two Bering Air tickets, and we have a collection of food, like muktuk, smoked fish, blueberry jam, bags of blueberries, things like that. And we want to make sure that none of our elders leave the event empty-handed. So we are looking for donations for door prizes for elders.
So Kati Luta, our Native community, celebrating who we are together. Again, the Bering Straits Foundation, Sitnasauk Foundation, and friends want you to join them for the community event celebrating Alaska Native and Native American Heritage Month. Again, this Saturday, it all starts at 4 o'clock. If you are an elder, if you need a ride, you can call 434-1546. Rides will begin at 3:30 and will go until 5:30 Saturday evening. So again, if you're an elder and you need a ride, call 434-1546. And if you'd like to volunteer for the event, you can do so for sure.
We need volunteers to cook. We also need volunteers for setup and cleanup. So give me a call, 443-4305.
Salafi and the organizers of the event would like to stress that everyone in Nome is invited to this event. And I would like to end you with this. Salafi talks about the main reason behind simply coming together and celebrating.
I just think that, I don't know, our relationships are the most important thing that we have in our lives, and we need to be able to share, you know, share with others and take what they have to share with us. And that's how we've been able to survive, you know, since time immemorial.
Kati Luta, all of us together. For KNOM Profiles, I'm Lorelei Kinnean.
Profiles is a production of KNOM News and Public Affairs.